ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 5। पराभवः पराभवस् तावद् अबोध जातो जावन् न जिज्ञासत आत्मतत्त्वं यावत् क्रियास् तावद् इदं मनो वै कर्मात्मकं येन शरीरा बन्धः। पराभवस्तावद् अबोध जातो जावन्न जिज्ञासत आत्मतत्त्वम्। जावत् क्रियास्तावद् इदं मनो वै कर्मात्मकं येन शरीरबन्ध। पराभवस्तावद् अबोध जातो जावन्न जिज्ञासत आत्मतत्त्वम्। जावत् क्रियास्तावद् इदं मनो वै कर्मात्मकं येन शरीरबन्धः। पराभवस्तावद् अबोध जातो जावन्न जिज्ञासत आत्मतत्त्वम्। जावत् क्रियास्तावद् इदं मनो वै कर्मात्मकं येन शरीरबन्धः। Mataji's defeat, misery, tabat, as long, abodha jataha, produced from ignorance, yavat, as long as, na, not, jigyasata, inquires about, atmatattam, the truth of the self, yavat, as long as kriyaha, fruitive activities, tavat, so long, idam, this, manaha, mind, vai, indeed, karmatmakam, absorbed in material activities, jena, by which, sharira bandhaha, bondage in this material body. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. And as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body. Please repeat after me. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activities, he has to accept a material body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Generally, people think that one should act very piously in order to be relieved from misery. But this is not a fact. Even though one engages in pious activity and speculation, he is nonetheless defeated. His only aim should be emancipation from the clutches of Maya and all material activities. Speculative knowledge and pious activity do not solve the problems of material life. One should be inquisitive to understand his spiritual position, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:37. Jathoiddhangshi shamiddhagnir bhasmasat kurute arjuna gyanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions of material activities. Unless one understands the self and its activities, one has to be considered in material bondage. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is also said, Jayanna Aravindaksha Vimukta Maninas Tajyasta Bhavad Abhishuddha Buddhayo. A person who doesn't have knowledge of devotional service may think himself liberated, but actually he is not. Arujya Krichena Parang Padam Tataha Patanti Adha Anadrita Jusmadanghraya. Such people may approach the impersonal Brahman effulgence, but they fall down again into material enjoyment because they have no knowledge of devotional service. As long as one is interested in karma and jnana, he continues enduring the miseries of material life, birth, old age, disease and death. Karmis certainly take on one body after another. As far as jnanis are concerned, unless they are promoted to topmost understanding, they must return to the material world. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As far as jnanis are concerned, unless they are promoted to the topmost understanding, they must return to the material world. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapaddate. The point is to know Krishna, Vasudeva, as everything and surrender unto Him. Karmis do not know this, but a devotee who is 100% engaged in devotional service of the Lord knows fully what is karma and jnana. Therefore, a pure devotee is no longer interested in karma or jnana. Anna bhilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. The real bhakta is untouched by any tinge of karma and jnana. His only purpose in life is to serve the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Nitang Twang Sajivam Sadvaitang Sabadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitangscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha kalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Parabhavastavod abodha jato javanna jigyasato atma tattam javat kriyastavad idam manovai karmatmakam jena sharira bandha. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmak. colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body. So Rishabhdev, King Rishabhdev, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just before retiring from his royal responsibilities, he called all his 100 sons together and he's advising them about the goal of life. And this is one of those advisors. Like, he is pointing out, the goal of life is to become free from fruitive activities and become situated in proper knowledge. And this proper knowledge places him in the position where he becomes engaged in devotional service of the Lord. So he's pointing out that the ultimate goal of life, ultimate goal of human life, is to become engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless and until one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is simply caught up in the cycle of birth and death. Karmatmakam, karma-atmakam. The activities are simply for the sake of sense gratification. A living entity has to be active. Living entity cannot give up his tendency to act. Living entity is not only conscious, but he is also active. But his activities can be engaged or projected in two different directions. One direction is his own sense gratification, and the other is service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karma is there, like he has to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Karma, he cannot avoid being active. Sometimes some misled jnanis think that the goal of life is to stop his activities and thus become liberated. But that's the scriptures, the Vedic scriptures pointed out, the Acharyas and the Mahajans have pointed out that that is not possible. And that's been pointed out, the Arujya Krichena Parang Padang Tata Patanti Adha. They, by krichena, by severe austerities, by performing severe austerities, they become elevated to the Brahma Jyoti. And they think that goal of life is to merge into Brahma Jyoti. But unfortunately, because anadrita yushmadangrayo, because they have disregarded the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, patanti adha, they fall down. That situation, although param padam tata, they reach a very, very elevated position. They can even go up to Brahma Jyoti. Of course, it has been pointed out that these impersonalists, those who disregard the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although they may reach the situation of Brahma Jyoti, but they will fall down, because that situation is not permanent. Why not permanent? Prabhupada gives an example that these Mayavadis, they become inactive, they think that they will go to the mountain, Himalayan mountain, stay in the cave, perform austerities and penances and meditate on impersonal Brahman, but ultimately they come back to the society again and become engaged in various benevolent activities, social welfare activities. Because one cannot stay without being active. The point is either you become active in the material platform or you become active in the spiritual platform. Materialistic activities are karmatmakam, the fruitive activities. Fruitive in the sense, acting for the sake of some sense gratificatory result. But the other is the karma yoga, the initial stage of devotional service. When the karma is rendered for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is the beginning of spiritual life. Instead of gratifying our senses, we become engaged in Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. One becomes engaged in engaging the senses or becoming active for the sake of giving pleasure to the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. So senses are there, but what is the goal of the senses? What is the purpose of the senses? The purpose of the senses is to become engaged in the service of the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. Then only the soul becomes completely pacified. Soul becomes completely satisfied. Tushanticha Ramanticha. The soul not only becomes satisfied, it becomes submerged in an ocean of joy. Ramanticha. So that is what everybody is actually looking for. So Rishabhdev here is pointing out that human life actually begins with this spiritual involvement, spiritual inquiry. Parabhavastabad abodha jato. Jigyasito atma tattam. Javan jigyasato atma tattam. Until and unless one begins his inquiry about the Atma Tattam, the spiritual inquiry, understanding what our actual identity is, it begins with that. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The Vedas have very clearly pointed out the human life actually begins from this Brahma Jigyasa. And similarly here also Rishabhdev is pointing out Javan na jiggasato atma tattam. Until and unless this spiritual inquiry begins. Who am I? Who am I? Generally when we ask, who are you? What is the natural answer? Who are you? We give, when somebody asks us, who are we? We give our name. If one goes deeper, we tell the name of our father, or the family that we are born in, or the activities that we are engaged in. But is that our real identity? No, that is the identity of the body. I am so and so. That's the body. I am the son of such and such person. It's the body. So these are all physical designation, bodily designation. That is not gyan, that is agyan, ignorance. The real gyan is to understand the difference between the body and the soul. At the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, that is what Krishna pointed out. Arjun, you are in ignorance. How can kashmalam idam bishame shamukha kutastva kashmalam idam? How did this impurity has come onto you? That you are identifying yourself with your body and you are identifying everybody else with his body. Bhishma will die, Drona will die, I have to shoot arrows at them in order to kill them.
But who are you? Who do you think you are and who do you think they are? It's simply a bodily designation. But the actual personality is na jayate mriyate va kadachin. The actual personality is never born and he will never die.
Nainam chindanti shastrani. Arjuna is saying, katham bhishma mahansam khe dronam cha madhusudana. Ishubhi pratiyot sami.
I'll shoot arrows in order to kill them.
Pujarha varisudana. Bhishma, Drona, they are my superior. They are my worshipable superiors. Grandfather, spiritual master. So how can I shoot arrows at them?
But Krishna is pointing out, the actual personality, nainam chinnanti shastrani.
You are saying that how can I shoot arrows at them? Krishna is saying that the personality, the real personality cannot be cut by any weapon, cannot be burnt by fire.
So this is how Krishna is actually taking Arjuna to the platform of knowledge.
Or rather you can say, through Arjuna, Krishna is giving us the real knowledge.
And that is the spiritual wisdom. The difference between the body and the soul.
Actually, in a way, everybody recognizes that, that the spirit soul is the real person.
Like when somebody dies, what do we say?
He has left.
He has left.
Now who left?
The body is lying there, but why are you saying he has left?
So this is how we can see that the real person is the soul.
As long as the soul was in the body is alive.
Why are we alive now?
Because the soul, our souls are in this body, in these bodies.
And when the soul will leave the body, what will happen?
The soul body will become dead.
The dead body will become dead body again.
Actually, this body is made of matter.
Matter is dead. Matter is inert.
Dead matter.
So body made of dead matter is dead body.
But due to the presence of the soul, this dead body is alive.
And when the soul leaves the body, then this dead body becomes dead again.
That is the reality.
But this knowledge comes, this knowledge dawns only when we come across a bona fide spiritual master. When you come across a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
A devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead knows this secret.
And he knows the secret because he received the knowledge from his spiritual master.
His spiritual master has the knowledge because he received it from his spiritual master.
That's why this parampara is so important.
The knowledge, the real knowledge flows through a stream of disciplic succession.
And the original guru, Adi Guru, is Krishna himself.
Krishna gave it to Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavai Muihanti Jat Surayaha.
This knowledge is otherwise Muihanti Jat Surayaha, bewilders even the demigods.
So what to speak of ordinary living entities?
Generally, living entities cannot understand. At the most, the philosophers keep on speculating.
Even the munis, the great speculators, those thinkers, are just speculating.
But they cannot come to the real conclusion.
The real conclusion of the Vedas will come only through a bona fide devotee of the Lord.
Mahajana jana katasya pantha.
That was the case with all of us. Even though we may have been searching for spiritual life, But we didn't have the real knowledge. But as soon as we came across Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then the knowledge was immediately there. It made sense. We found out, yes, this is the reality, this is the fact. This is the real wisdom, spiritual knowledge. And that's why we accepted this knowledge and we are practicing this. So this is the process.
Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya.
One must surrender to such exalted devotees of the Lord. And then upadekshanti te jnanam, then they will impart the knowledge. Because they have the knowledge, jnaninas tatta darshinaha. They have seen the truth. They not only know the truth, they have practically seen the truth. That's why when they present it, their presentation is so meaningful, so penetrating, so profound. And as a result of that, just by hearing from them or reading their writing, we become situated in knowledge. But that's why this book distribution is so important. Did the marathon already start here? Sankirtan marathon started. But today you are not going. Sunday. Some devotees are going. Yeah. Why this book? Why we take so much trouble to distribute these books? Why? How many of you have become devotees by reading Prabhupada's books? That's the proof. You read Prabhupada's books, what happens? Your life changed? Right? Had the devotees not have gone out and distributed Prabhupada's books, would you be sitting here today, most of us? No. We won't be here. Srila Prabhupada's books made us into devotees. So since our life has changed, if others read these books, will their lives change also? So it's just a matter of reading Prabhupada's books. That is standing between ignorance and knowledge. These books are actually containing the absolute truth, the real spiritual wisdom, the information about the spiritual sky. These books are not some ordinary books. These books are conveying the knowledge from the spiritual sky down to this material nature. The informations about the spiritual world, the informations about the process of going back to the spiritual world, informations about solving all our problems in this material nature. All these informations are there in these books. The knowledge has come down from there. And that also, we can see how systematically Prabhupada presented that. The Vedic wisdom flows in two main streams. One is Upanishad and the other is Puran. One branch, one stream is the Upanishad stream and the other is Puran stream. And of all the Upanishads, the essence of all Upanishads is Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Upanishado Gabo. All the Upanishads have been compared to a cow, Gabo. Dugdha Gopala Nandanaha. And the cowherd boy Krishna milked that cow. And the calf of that cow is Vatsa Partha, Arjun. And Sudhir Bhokta, who drink that Dugdhamritam, that nectarian milk of that cow, is Bhagavad Gita, and who drink? Sudhir. Who drink that milk or nectarian, nectar of Bhagavad Gita? Sudhir. Those who have very, very advanced, very developed intelligence. Unless and until one has developed intelligence, he won't be able to appreciate Bhagavad Gita. So this Upanishads, the ultimate culmination of all Upanishads is Bhagavad Gita. And ultimate culmination of all the Purans, Pramanam Amalam or Puranam Amalam, Amal Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, spotless Puran. Other Puranas have some influence of the modes of material nature. That means they are dealing with material nature to some extent. But Srimad Bhagavatam has nothing to do with this material nature. Dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam. This Puran is meant for those who have become completely purified from all material contaminations, whose heart has become completely purified, whose heart has become completely devoid of lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride and envy. Those personalities can appreciate this Amal Puran Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama Kalpatarur Galitang Phalam. The ripened fruit of the Vedic desire tree. Vedas have been compared to a desire tree. Desire tree can fulfill all desires of an individual. So the tree that can fulfill all desires of everybody, what to speak of the fruit of that tree? And that fruit is again galitang phalam, ripened fruit. And on top of that, sukamukhad amrita drava sangyutam. That fruit has been now blended with the nectar from the lotus mouth of Sukadev Goswami. Pivata bhagavatam rasam alayam. So this rasam alayam, the source of all rasas, source of all mellows, the source of all joy, is this Srimad Bhagavatam. And who drink that? Muhuraha rasika bhubi bhavuka. Those who really know how to appreciate the mellows, appreciate the loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they drink this nectar, muhuraha, constantly, all the time. So that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we can see Srila Prabhupada, following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footsteps, have given his, made his presentation through this, two, mainly through these two scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books by the Goswamis. So that is Srila Prabhupada's presentation. So these books are so important. The knowledge of the spiritual sky has come down in the form of these books. So we must give it to others. We shouldn't only give it to them, we should also motivate them to read these books. Although these books will derive, books will manifest their special effect, but one has to be exposed to it, one has to be open to it. But our understanding is that even if one doesn't read, if he takes the books and keeps it in his library, keeps it in his bookshelf, even then there'll be some benefit. Because someday somebody will read this book and his life will change. In this respect, I can think of so many devotees. Especially I think of one French devotee. He was at that time about 67, 68 years old. He retired from his work. He was a company executive. And he retired. He was leading his retired life. But one day, he developed some back problem. And he was bedridden for over 2 months. So when he was lying in bed, what could he do? Only read books. And he had one Bhagavad Gita. He didn't even remember when he got that Bhagavad Gita. Maybe someday somebody gave it to him when he was flying from one place to another. Or somewhere, he couldn't remember, but this Bhagavad Gita was there in his shelf. So he, one day he started to read the Bhagavad Gita. And as he started to read Bhagavad Gita, his life changed. He started to appreciate, oh, this book has such wisdom, such profound wisdom. And he resolved that when he would get well, then he would go to meet these people. At the back of that Bhagavad Gita, there was the address of different temples, ISKCON temples around the world. And the address of New Mayapur was also there. So that's the temple in France, Lucie Lamal, in the middle of France. He was in north of France, in Brittany. So when he got well, he drove from his house to New Mayapur, which is quite a distance. And the day he arrived was the day of Gaur Purnima. Already he was impressed with the wisdom in the book, and now seeing the festivity and the jubilant mood of the devotees, he became completely taken over. And he became a devotee. Helped our movement in many ways. In France we needed a lot of help those days. And his coming was very, very significant. He not only gave help with his money, he gave his help with his with his experience, with his contacts. So this is how Krishna makes his arrangement. So this is how these books will have their effect in the lives of people. We are seeing how our movement is expanding. There are many different factors, especially in India we can see. Like when Prabhupada was here, Prabhupada used to lament. So many people are joining, so many people are coming, but Indians are not coming. In the early days, there were very few Indians in our movement. And they were, all the devotees were mostly Americans and Europeans. But today it's all Indians. Even in the West we see all Indians. Very few Western devotees now it is joining the movement. So why they are becoming affected like this? Because of reading Prabhupada's books. They are reading, the Indians are reading Prabhupada's books and becoming affected by that. Those days they didn't have the good fortune of reading Prabhupada's books, that's why they couldn't become devotees. Now they are reading Prabhupada's books and they are becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness. So that's why we should try our best to distribute these books to as many people as possible. And this is the marathon time. When everyone is very jubilant, everyone is in a festive mood due to Christmas time. Weather also is nice, we should go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Whoever you see, you speak to him about Krishna. Now we may not be able to speak to them about Krishna ourselves, but when you give them the books, then Prabhupada will speak to them. So this is how we are creating the good fortune for them. Reading books is non-different from hearing directly from Srila Prabhupada. And when one hears Srila Prabhupada, how can he not become situated in his spiritual identity? So please take advantage of this marathon, the festivity of book distribution, and distribute books, as many as possible. And that will please Srila Prabhupada very much. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. Yeah, take the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. But it is an offense to speak about the glorification of Krishna to a person who has no faith on Krishna.
Yeah. So Prabhupada said that we take the risk of committing that offense in order to preach. Okay. So, but when you see that someone is offensive, then don't speak to him about Krishna, because he'll become more offensive. But giving book is safe. When he reads Prabhupada's books, he can't commit offense. Right? So give the books.
Maharaj, there are some people who think themselves to be God. They say that you are God, I am God, like that. So
avoid these people. Those who are not willing to listen, don't waste your time with them. But listen to those who are willing to listen.
We are not able to distribute books to them also.
Anyway, you can use your intelligence and find out who is willing to listen and not. Okay, those who are willing, give it to them. Give the mic to him.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you talked about spiritual sky, Maharaj. So, like you said that anything exists, it has some purpose. For example, material world is existing, it has a purpose. Because we have to correct the soul. So, but I want to ask Maharaj that what is the purpose of the existence of the spiritual sky? When no material world is there, why anything should exist? We know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and we are servant of Him and the reciprocation going on. So, but what is the purpose of that? Why something should exist like that?
What the purpose of the spiritual world?
Yes.
What is the purpose of spiritual world?
Yes.
Yeah. The spiritual world is a world of absolute reality, where Krishna is the center and everyone is enjoying with Krishna. That is the world. So spiritual world is real. You may actually question, what is the purpose of material world? You get it? The purpose of material world is to rectify our mentality. Rectify our defective mentality, perverted mentality. Just like a patient goes to the hospital. Right? Hospital is not otherwise necessary. Hospital is necessary only for the sick people. Do you go to the hospital when you are alright? No. Hospital is meant for those who are sick to become cured. Prison house, is it necessary? Not for ordinary people. But for criminals it's necessary. To rectify their mentality. So similarly, this material nature can be compared to a hospital, and we are all sick people getting cured, getting treated here. Right? Or a prison house where we are getting punished to rectify our defective mentality. But the spiritual world is always there. If the spiritual world is not there, then you won't experience joy at all. Do you want to enjoy? Do you want to enjoy or you want to suffer?
Enjoy.
So where can you enjoy? Can you enjoy in the material world? Where is the real enjoyment?
Spiritual.
That's why the spiritual world is there.
Okay.
Maharaj, one more thing. Maharaj, like it is said that we have a spirit soul, hai na? And we are that is the real self. But I've also heard that every cell of the body, it also contains a soul. So how we know that? How can one have many souls?
There are many souls, but there is one predominating soul. In the body, there may be many other souls, many other creatures, many other germs and worms and insects, microbes. They are there, but in this body, there is one soul who is actually dominating, predominating the whole body. Right? And that is in your body, yourself. In a microbe's body, there is a microbe soul. He is dominating over that, his body. In this way, every soul in the material nature is dominating over his body. Okay. Give him the mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Who is questioning? Okay. Yeah.
There are three type of sakshatkaras supported by Bhagavatam. Brahma sakshatkar, Paramatma sakshatkar and Bhagavan sakshatkar.
Very good. Yes.
So the question is in my mind is you want to say that apart from the Krishna Bhaktas who are the impersonalists and yogis, 100% of them fall down from the spiritual platform?
Okay, good, good, very
or,
good. Yeah, I got your question. not really. If one is in a proper track, if one is being guided by a bona fide spiritual master, then even though he may go to, initially he may have the Brahma Shakshatkar or Brahman realization, as you are saying, that beyond Brahman realization he will be elevated further to, as you said, Paramatma realization. And beyond Paramatma realization he will come to Bhagavan realization. The journey is somewhat like this, that one is trying to find out the absolute truth. So initially his search will be in the material direction. But through this process, he'll ultimately come to one point, say, beyond this material nature, he'll come into the, perceive the spiritual reality. But perception of the spiritual reality will be so dazzling that he'll become blind. He'll become blinded by the dazzling light. Like from a very dark room, after staying in a dark room for many, many days, if you're all of a sudden taken into broad daylight, how will you feel? So, now, if he has a proper guide, then the guide will tell him, look, this is not the way. By following this way, you have come to this dead end. The actual way is to go internally, not externally, internally. And through this internal journey, to the depth of his heart, in the depth of his heart, he will see the Paramatma. And when he sees the Paramatma, seeing him as the Paramatma and recognizing himself as Anuatma, Jivatma, he will surrender unto him. So that surrender is the beginning of devotion. And through devotional service, when he achieves perfection, he will see Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So the initial stage is jnana, knowledge, in the external direction, leading to Brahma Jyoti, Brahman realization, Brahma Shakhatkar, as you said. Then going the internally is the process of yoga. Through the yoga perfection, he sees the Paramatma. Through jnana, he sees Brahma. Through yoga, he sees Paramatma. And through bhakti, he comes to Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdate. But main thing is, this journey has to be guided by a bona fide guide, bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, he'll end up in the middle of nowhere.
Can anybody is having his spiritual master for...
Was that? Can anybody?
Personalist, he is having his spiritual master, and in the same birth, after having that Brahma Sakshatkar, he is knowing about the Vaishnava Guru.
Yeah, the Guru has to be Vaishnava.
What he want to do then?
Okay, Guru has to be Vaishnava. Guru means Vaishnava.
Yeah.
Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot be a Guru. Right?
No, the follower of the impersonalist.
So he is not going to go anywhere.
He want to left his...
You try to understand. Guru. First thing is, you have to have a Guru to make progress. And the real Guru will tell you that there is no need for Brahma Sakshatkar, there is no need for Paramatma Sakshatkar, go straight to Bhagavan Sakshatkar. Right? That is the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master. Why go through this way, that way, when the possibility of going there directly into that main point? Right? So that is a real Guru. But in the previous ages, they used to go through step by step. Like primary school, secondary school, college. But the merciful teacher says immediately, PhD course. And that is bhakti. So when you have access to go directly to PhD, do you want to go through primary school, secondary school? Do you want to waste your time? Right, so don't waste your time. Just surrender to a bona fide spiritual master and he'll guide you. So I'll stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare.